It's getting dark. The sheep know exactly what's going to happen. They're out on the hillsides. As it gets dark, and it gets dark very quickly, they would, I'm guessing, have been put in a circle of thorn branches. And once the last one's in, another, you know, a gate is put over the front. And they're all in there. They would have been several of these around, perhaps around a fire in the middle. Shepherds would have shared the job of tending for their sheep. They lived out on the hills constantly. It had been a busy old time. All these travellers coming in needed feeding. So they would have been glad with the week's trade. You move your sheep from place to place across the mountain, up and down the mountain according to rainfall. As you gets higher, there's a little bit more grass, a little bit more dew, and then back down into the evening, into the burrats where I'm from. They're called burrats, and the thorn trees put, thorn branches put across. Sheep are safe for the night, and a shepherd would have a very good ear. Stockmen generally have a very good ear or sense to the what's going on. Your animals, I'm speaking from experience, your animals can tell you exactly what's going on. You can't see or smell or see, but they can. And they tell you exactly what's going on around you. So you know in a second if everything's okay. Everything's okay. The sheep are used to this. They're settling down. There'd be the as the ewe calls its lamb closer in the burrat. And then a very, very, very strange thing happened. How many shepherds should we have? Let's say there's 20 varying ages. They know with an instant what's going on. If there's a wild animal coming, a hyena happens. I don't know if they'd have had any lions then. They did at one time in that area, but the cattle sense it, and there's a rustle, and the shepherds would have picked. It's all quiet. They would have been cooking some food, I'm guessing, and by this time it's completely dark, bang dark in 20 minutes like that. All of a sudden, right in front of them was another angel, a great light all around. Just one angel. Man, they were frightened. What do you do? What would they have done? What would you have done if you were in there? I guess they would have fallen flat on their faces. Maybe if nothing happened, they raised their head and up on their knees. And the angel says, a great thing has happened today in Bethlehem. Up on the hill, maybe they were looking down at the twinkling of the town. Don't be afraid. I'm coming to give you good news and great joy, because in that town, the Messiah, the Christ, has been born. Now, I reckon that they, because of who they were, Jews, they would have known about this Messiah that was coming at some point. They also knew that they weren't wanted down there in that town because they handled dead things and they delivered calves, you know, not calves, lambs. And they didn't do the sort of stuff everybody else did at the temple. They just were, people didn't want them, didn't trust them. They couldn't even go to court. Did you know that? They were unreliable. Angel comes to them on that hillside. When he gives this message, suddenly there's a whole multitude of these angels. Do they all look the same? No, I don't think so. They probably all look different. A great deal of light. I wonder if they could see that from the town. And a fantastic chorus of singing. Glory to God in the highest. You know the words. These guys weren't used to this kind of thing. The angel says, go into Bethlehem. and see what we've been talking about. Now, for a stockman, this is a very strange thing. They left their sheep. Mind you, I think if I had seen that many agents, I would leave my cattle. Did they leave anyone behind? No, I think they all went. They just all went. This was an enormous thing. And they had a sign. Well, how are we going to find them? There might be any number of babies. There's one in here. Now, this one's going to be in a manger, in a stable, wrapped in strips of cloth. And that is exactly what they found. Right in the middle of town. Perhaps a strong sense of this presence is what drew them to this place. A little stable, we're told. Could have been a cave. Right in the middle was a man, an older man, and a young girl with this baby in the manger. They didn't seem that surprised. Could you press that? Thank you. It's just the heat. They didn't seem that surprised, and perhaps Joseph would have said, come in. Remember, these people were not wanted in town. They would have stood on the outside. Just when you need light, it goes dark. I think it's the orangey one. They came in and they told Joseph and Mary what had happened to them. That this was confirmation to Joseph and Mary. We had a whole lot of angels singing to us, telling us that the Messiah is born. The Messiah, this is the Messiah. We believe this is the Messiah. Joseph says, yes, I know, I had the same kind of experience. Mary says, yes, I had. Right there in that little manger, we got one? There's one in there, I think. That little manger was the Messiah, extraordinary as it was. This had a tremendous effect on the shepherds. They had to go back to their sheep, and they went back to their sheep. And I was trying to imagine what it would have been like. They were basically very excited. Have you ever been do you ever live anywhere or been in those places when it's kicking out time at the pub? It was that kind of racket. And you can imagine somebody, oh, that noise. Yeah, go and tell them, shut up. Okay, he goes outside, comes in. Who is it? I can't believe it. There's a whole bunch of shepherds and they're saying that the Messiah is born in the stable there. Tremendous amount of excitement as these shepherds left town and headed back up into the hills to look after their sheep. Our next reading is by the multitasking Harrison.
I'm reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be to all of the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace to men whom favour his rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning about what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all of the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Our next